I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sunday was Human Rights Day, marking nearly 70 years since the United Nations established the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. David Curry of Open Doors USA says today they're drawing attention to an issue where human rights need to improve in the lives of Christians in Iraq and Syria. They'll present a petition to the UN Secretary General today that asks for dignified housing, equal citizenship, and inclusion in the rebuild going forward. The best way for you to be involved is to pray.
The entire body of Christ has been called to pray for and to reach out and care for people who are in prison for the name of Jesus. And so when we are advocating, caring for, speaking out for people who are followers of Jesus, we're doing what the Lord has asked us to do.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And this week, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, marked the 10-year anniversary of its channel, Sat7 Kids. Sharing more about the channel, Sat7's Rex Rogers.
Of course, it's in Arabic, and it broadcasts throughout the Arab world, aims at children pretty much 12 years of age and younger, though we know all the way up to grandpas my age watch it too.
And non-Christian parents say,
over and over the same phrase, I feel so good about my children being safe watching this program or watching this channel. Because again, outside, depending on what country they're in, is literally violence or conflict or some kind of oppression.
Learn more about Sat7 Kids and how to get involved at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Donica Erdell. Get yours free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.